Hello, my name is Lakeisha Webb, and welcome to my podcast. This podcast is based on the history of education, technology, and embracing change. Today, I want to take you on a journey through the ways technology and society has shaped education and how learning theories and standards continue to guide the way we teach. Let's talk about societal change. Education has changed dramatically over the years. We've moved from chalkboard, overhead projectors, to laptops, to tablets, and now to interactive whiteboards. The rise in the internet and mobile devices transformed how students learn and communicate and collaborate. Most recently, the COVID-19 pandemic pushed schools into virtual learning and almost overnight. The moment highlights both the potential of digital tools and the challenge of access and equality. Learning theories and technology integrates alongside their changes. Learning theories have shaped how we use technology early on, and behavioralism infused drills and practice programs designed to reinforce skills. Also, constructivism encouraged project-based tools and apps that let students build knowledge through exploration. Social learning theories inspires collaboration platforms like Google Docs and video conference where students learn by working together in groups. Also, the learning theory. This learning theory guides me the most. The learning theory that guides me the most is constructivism. I believe students learn best when they are actively participating in their own learning. In my classroom, I integrate digital story time, interactive reading apps, and collaborating tools that let my students create and share and reflect on their own learning. These experiences make learning more meaningful and engaging. Also, technology standards and lesson planning. Technology standards such as the ISTE standard for educators give me a framework for planning lessons. They remind me to design activities that promote creativity, collaboration, and program solving. When I align my lessons with these standards, I know I'm preparing my students not only to meet academic goals, but also to develop essential 21st century skills. Coming to the closing, in the end of the history, education technology shows us that while tools may change quickly, strong learning theories and clear standards keep us on track. By embracing change and committing to lifelong learning, we as teachers can guide our students toward a future of full opportunities. Thank you for joining me today in this podcast. Stay tuned for episode 2.